Hello and welcome to a very special episode of What Do You Call It podcast. I'm your host, GB. Today's guest is the world's only ordained rabbi / Billboard charting rapper. Appeared on Forbes 30 under 30 list. He has nearly 2 million followers on Instagram and collaborations with stars such as Julian Marley. Please welcome today's guest, Moshe Reuven. How you doing today, mate? You're good?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely a pleasure to have you on, mate. You're currently in the UK, a trip that's been facilitated Unity Bookings from the London Goldsmith family of event promoters. Is this your first time in the UK?
This is my first time in the UK.
Nice.
And really enjoying it. It's really a special place.
What's been your favorite thing about the UK so far, if you've been in long enough to judge?
I just like the whole atmosphere. Like, it's just like, I don't know how to say it. It's like very proper. It's like, I know that's a word that here too that's used. I mean, but it just feels proper. Like the architecture looks cool, the history, the fact that you know, the people, you know, the way that the personality is different. I like it. Just love it here.
Nice, mate. Nice. I hope it gets better for you. Just one thing I will give you a heads up about, the weather. I do apologize. Our mutual friends probably have really warned you about the weather.
Yes, I've been warned multiple times about that. It might be rainy. But other than that, you know, it's been pretty clear skies. Like, you know, it's not too bad.
Nice. You got lucky then. So what I'd like to ask you, mate, is what first got you into music?
So I was always interested in music. I was always a huge fan of music. When I was 8 years old, I wrote my first song. And as a teenager, I started writing more and more. And it became like a habitual daily thing to be writing as like basically a diary through music every single day. And I grew up, you know, more involved in sports, but as I got older, you know, I just felt like the way to express myself was through music. And I would do it with friends, I'd do it at, you know, different gatherings, social gatherings, and it became more of a thing.
Nice. Just want to backtrack a little bit, and I know it might seem like another lifetime ago, but when you did write that first ever song, what was it about?
I don't know if I'd want to say, but it was basically like, I don't know. It's basically me just like sharing feelings I was having at that time.
Yeah. That's cool, mate. That's cool. No worries. Gotta put you under pressure there. So what actually inspired you to kind of take that step forward? What inspired you to make music?
So when I at first it was just the fact that I enjoyed like the wordplay and that to be able to say things like in a unique way and that it was like fun to play with words basically. And then I had a near-death experience when I was like 16 years old and kind of was like awakening for my life where I wanted to change everything. And I started seeing like the way the world was around me and how it could be improved and better. And so then what became the focus then was like, how do I utilize music to make the world a better place? And that was more inspiring for me because before it was just all whatever. I don't know if it's like driven by such things, but then it became driven by something that was very meaningful.
Nice, nice. How would you describe the music that you typically create?
I would say it's poetry with a meaning and musical form.
Nice, nice. Big fan of music, by the way. It's really good. One of my favorite songs is someone I've actually mentioned in the beginning, the song you did with Julian Marley. So I've got to ask you, how was it collaborating with the son of legendary reggae musician Bob Marley?
Yeah, I mean, I was always a big Marley fan growing up, and I just remember when my aunt, I think, first introduced me to Bob Marley, and I was like, what is this, type thing. And you see, like, a person who uses music for a way of having a positive impact, and that's become more and more part of what's driven me to continue making music, is to be like that myself. So to meet sons of his and to make a song with Julian and to feel part of the family, so to speak, it's nice. It's very cool. It's like, he's a good guy. He's a good person, and he wants to make the world a better place as well with his music. And you see that he has shares those similar values, and he thinks of those things the same way that his father does. And it was cool at first. I mean, when I first got the recording and we had everything mixed and mastered, I was like, wow, it sounds like it's Bob, So
Had to double take then.
it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. I mean,
Yeah, nah, that's pretty cool, man. I'm pretty jazzed that one. Are there any other artists out there that you'd like to collaborate with in the future?
so it might be, I mean, I can't hide it. I mean, Mat Shah, who I want to make a song. I would like to make music with, I'm in touch with Citizen Cope to make music with Citizen Cope. I'm a huge fan of them, of him. What other clubs? I've been in touch with Idan Raichel to make a collaboration. I think that would be a really cool one. He's a Israeli artist from, this one song when I was in Israel is like, it was super meaningful for me. And there's a bunch of artists. I mean, I could give you a whole list. What about in so I would like to make a song with Stormzy. Do you have any connects to Stormzy over there?
Nice. Yeah, mate. I'll take that. I'll take that. That'd be good.
Yeah, I like Stormzy. I think he's unique, in his style as an artist. And what else? I mean, there's a bunch of artists. I mean, there's tons that I'd love to make music with, and hopefully I will.
Nice. Even just an artist that you can just give that opportunity, just for that exposure, just to be collaborating with you. That'd be good for them as well. And I'm sure there's more options. But what I've got to ask you as well is, what was your reaction to being in Forbes 30 under 30?
That was amazing. I mean, I don't know if I always had a goal of that. I didn't. I think I didn't always know what it was. When I got older, at some point, it was a goal. It was something that I was like, that would be something that I'd want to achieve in life. And it would make me feel like I accomplished what I'd wanted to by that age. I had a lot of goals before, for my 20s. I was like, I need to do this, I need to do this, I need to do this. I was like that. So to be a Forbes 30 under 30 alumni, it's like, at least all the things I want to do in my 20s, at least I did. I can know that I did some of the things, but decent amount, some of the big ones,
Yeah, no, that's pretty wicked, man. Just to appear on that as well, just the talent that has been on there before. I know we've talked about your journey, your collaborations, and just even future collaborations if it's possible. But I've got to ask you, sort of on this journey, just at the beginning, the origins, what famous musicians do you aspire admire?
So a big thing for me that like when I started becoming religious, I didn't know if I could keep doing music because I was like, yeah, I'm in rap. I don't know what God thinks about these types of music, and I don't know how Judaism will mesh with this. As I started becoming more inclined towards my own Judaism, that was my path, and so I stopped for a little bit, and I was really not sure about how I could do it. So seeing examples, at the time, Matsushita was religious, and that was like, wow, he's actually doing more music, not just for the Jewish community, but for the outskirts, like I would like to. And he's fully religious. So that was like an inspiring thing for me. Obviously the Bob Marley thing, someone that creates music for a purpose, that's always anyone that does something like that, that's inspiring for me. I had inspirations from people from the 70s and 80s that made like more music about like life and about, their ups and downs and stuff. That was inspiring for me. My parents grew up listening to Elton John and Bob, I mean, and Billy Joel, like that. We grew up listening to them because my
Good
parents were.
taste, by the way. I'm not going to deny that.
So I was like, artists like that, I actually, at first, it was kind of like, oh, those are your parents listening to it. I appreciated the songs, but it wasn't like our music. It was like our music, that's our parents' music. But at some point during my journey of like going, I wanted to go revisit old music, and I would go through all the different, eras, and Billy Joel and John were like huge for me after when I was doing that. It was like some of their songs were and hearing about the different details about their stories was really impactful for me when I actually went and delved into it very deeply when I was looking through different eras and learning about different artists. And other artists, I mean, I think Kid Cudi also, like the fact that he had made music, his goal was to make people feel like there was someone with them, and I feel like that's something that's a driving force with me. Part of the music that we love is that we share, we realize that we're all human, we all connect on certain things, and we have similar feelings and experiences. And it's by divine providence that when a person makes a song, when it's coming from the heart, from the soul, it's like other people feel it because they also have gone through certain things, and they feel less alone by hearing that song because they feel like it's something that relates to them. So I love that. I want to have songs that, that have that experience for people. And so that's another person that that inspired me at certain points. And there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of inspirations. I could ramble on for
Yeah, no,
days.
that's cool, man. That's cool. Like Kid Cudi being thrown out there as well. Then Billy Joel, like quite a transition. But you know, my music tastes all over the place. But I don't care if it makes people happy. Sometimes you want that sort of that emotional journey within the song, a bit more, depth to it as opposed to just dancing away.
Which actually, like, I need to keep myself grounded. I still need to be making songs that people dance away to, because that people love. When it comes to music, people want to dance, So, but yeah, I mean, for me, it's a very meaningful thing. It's purposeful. So I more want that my songs impact people than I want to when I show up and I have all my dancing songs ready and they're all going to dance. I want it to have an impact on people more than just dancing.
One thing I like about your music, just as I'm going to wrap up the interview, is I feel like I'm there with you on this journey.
Wow.
Feel like that, like just the lyrics are so detailed and just this quiet experience that you don't really get with a lot of hip hop artists. I'm not gonna like name some names or anything, like point out some specific artists, but it just sounds the same. That makes sense, and I feel that's what kind of separates you from a lot of artists these days.
Wow, I appreciate that a ton. I mean, that's my hope. What you're saying is literally my dream. So I'm so happy to hear that you're there with me, and I make it for us to connect. That's how we connect on our journeys, and that it should help us live and more as in tune with our journeys as possible. Hopefully hearing about me working on living in tune with my own.
Definitely, man. Definitely, man. That's what's allowed us to have this fun combo. Just one or two more questions, mate, and then I'll let you enjoy the rest of your day and your first trip in the UK. Hopefully, it doesn't rain. So, your newest single, Red and Yellow, uplifting hit, not long out, and it seems to be well received and charting on Spotify, Israel top 50 recently as well. So, I want to say congratulations on that. How does this feel for this being a recent hit and with the success that you're having with it?
It's unbelievable, and honestly, it's pretty cool that, like, I don't know, it came at, I always just feel like everything's meant to be, it's like when I make a song, even it works out that God has it, that the way that it comes, the time that comes out, the things going on and life and whatnot. And October 7th, what happened, and then Israel, and also at the Grammys, like I was on the red carpet wearing a yellow ribbon, the red and yellow similarities there. And then like the fact that at the Oscars there's red pins and there's yellow pins. And I just feel like it's all like very connected, and it's just very amazing that, thank God, the music is reaching to the right places, and that it's reaching people in Israel who, in Israel, they're going through, it's, I mean, all of us throughout the world, all the Jewish people in the world, especially, but everyone in the world's being affected by this. And to know that it's hopefully bringing some solace to people in Israel as much as it can, and helping them to deal with whatever they're going through is really rewarding for me. And the fact that it's on the charts, it means that there's enough people listening, thank God. So that's the main thing, is that it reaches the right people, it reaches people. And to know that the people of Israel, our holy land, is listening is very reassuring for me.
Yeah, no, that's fair, mate. And I'm glad that you're having success, but it's also reaching people that kind of need it during times like this as well. Gotta ask you, mate, what's next for you? That is my last question.
So what's next for me is I want to make tons of songs in different, like various different pockets of genres. So like we were saying, like I can make a ton of introspective songs, but then I want to be able to have, straight dance music that also has meaning and purpose to it, And then also I want to have reggae music, that's maybe more hip hop aspect, more like what I did with Julian. And just like alternative hip hop, just the same stuff that you're hearing now. And then also stuff for the Jewish community solely, like make music that's like that I could push just for the Jewish world, so that the religious Jews of the world have their, So my goal is to have like all these different pockets of music and create like mass quantities of those, and so that people could experience that.
It's gonna happen, mate. It's gonna happen. As I said, you've already achieved like so much success, and it's an absolute honor having you on the podcast. I
Thank
wish
you.
you the
Thank you for
best
having
on
me.
your trip to the UK. Sounds like you're having a good time so far. Where can the
Yeah.
listeners find you on social media if they're not following you on social media already?
Instagram is my platform of choice, and Spotify is my music platform. So I'd say between those two, that's where you're good if you follow me on those two. Thank
Nice, mate. Nice. I wish you all the best. If the
you.
fans can like this video, subscribe and give me a follow on my social media handles in the description below, that'd be great. But for now, everyone, I hope you all have a great weekend.
Awesome.